You are now tuning in to the Gratitude Kickback Lounge. Kick off your shoes, kick back your feet, let your hair down, and come vibe with B. Yay!
Hello, world. What's up? Welcome back to the Gratitude Lounge. I hope y'all had a really great week this week. Thank you for tuning in and tapping in. Y'all already know it's Friday. And yes, it's time to unwind. It's time to relax. Hopefully y'all ain't just relaxing on Friday. So, I mean, literally, I hope you take time all throughout the week to relax, okay? I mean, I know we all get caught up in the hustle and the bustle, but we got to get that rest. We got to prioritize rest just as much as we prioritize the grind and working, okay? So, what y'all sipping on tonight in the lounge? I have some Moscato tonight. Everybody already know about Moscato, so I really ain't even got to get deep into this. But this is the peach flavor, which is really good to me. I like it. It's sweet. It's fruity. It's good. So anyway, let's keep back and unwind tonight, y'all. I want to talk about social media. We already know that we live in a digital world now, okay? I mean, y'all remember, especially people my age, like my 90s babies. Shout out to all of y'all millennials that's listening. Y'all already know, like, when we were growing up, we didn't have social media like this. So it's just a different time now. But I want to talk about social media, and I actually want to read something that I saw on social media. I'm not going to say her name, but this came from a young lady. It says, I'm 23, and yet it feels like I'm in yet another awkward stage. Like, I look all wrong. I don't know. I've been working on elevating my wardrobe with more staple pieces as opposed to trendy ones. Invested in my jewelry. I keep my toes done, etc. But when it comes to my face, I just don't feel like I'm giving what the girls I constantly see on TikTok and Instagram or even real life are giving. I just instant lock my hair and it's not really the length I want. I don't know if I need a new color, a style, a new eyebrow shape or what. Would anyone be open to giving me advice on how to further level up my appearance? Here's my most recent post for context. Okay, y'all. This lady actually posted this post and a picture of her. And let me just say, she is very, very beautiful. I mean, she is really beautiful. Her hair is locked. She looks really good, you know, in the picture. But I wanted to read that and just kind of give some feedback around this post that I saw and that I often see on social media, right? So the advice I'm about to give y'all, just take whatever you need from it and use it in your life if it's beneficial for you, okay? So I want to say, social media, everything you see on there is not real. We literally can be whoever we want to be on there. We can post whatever we want to post. We can literally go Google something, take that, save that, and put that out there as if it's our own content, y'all. Y'all know that. So don't, I feel like I gave, you know, some advice to this young lady, and my heart really goes out to her and all of the girls all over the world, because we struggle so much now with seeing all of this stuff on social media and comparing our lives to what we see being posted on social media. And it's crazy to me because I dealt with it. I'm sure several ladies that's gonna listen to this podcast have dealt with it. We compare. We see all of the glorious stuff on social media. We start, a bit of us, because we are human, start just comparing our lives to what we see. And I want to tell y'all, and if you're listening to this, it's because this is in alignment for you in this very moment right now. Please go within. If you start feeling like you comparing yourself to people, if you start feeling sad, if you see certain posts on social media if you start feeling like you're not, you start kind of judging your self-worth, you start doubting yourself, go within. Literally, and what I mean by go within, I mean like go sit in the mirror, have conversations with yourself. Go sit in a quiet space and talk to yourself and get to know yourself more, because this stuff we see in these people we see in posting, this stuff is not real life. And they struggle and they deal with stuff just as much as we do, okay? And you can add filters. Y'all know that we can put filters on stuff. Some people aren't even, I'm not even trying to bash women because I love women, but the filters make us look even more beautiful than we already are. So, you know, the filters just be like the cherry on top, okay? So don't, when you start feeling that way, my advice would be to take a break. Take a break, and not only that, but when you, even if it's somebody you see posted and it may irritate you, you may need to unfollow them for a while. You may need to just step back and just, like I said, take a break from social media. Give yourself time to just drown out all of the outside noise and sit with yourself. And if it's something that you don't like about yourself, you can definitely change it. And if it's something you can't change, then it is what it is. But what I want you to do is just please go within, get to know you. Ladies, all of my ladies that's listening, fellas too, you really, really need to tap into your real inner self and get to know who you are. And whenever you feel like you're not good enough, you feel like you're not worthy enough, and you feel like you need all of this outside validation, and it's okay. It's okay to surround yourself with people that love you and people that uplift and support you, because we all could benefit from it. But are you doing it for yourself, though? Like, are you really doing it for you? I'm going back to the post that I saw. The part where she said, I don't feel like I'm giving what the girls I constantly see on TikTok and Instagram or even real life are giving. Come on, baby. I want to give this girl like the biggest hug, because I mean, I feel where she's coming from, but at the same time, like, I really wish she could understand. And you have to meet people where they are too, because this work, this life thing, we all trying to figure it out. But I feel like my purpose, one of my purposes here, is to definitely help the next woman, because I've been there. And a lot of times women don't come out and talk about these things, but I want to talk about this tonight because I can relate to this. But at the same time, you know, I'm learning that you have to do that work on yourself. You have to go in and go inward instead of always looking outward. You know, instead of always asking somebody for their approval or waiting for somebody to approve things for you, you got to be the person to do that for yourself. Once you really get to know yourself and once you really tap in and form that relationship with yourself, y'all, we spend a whole lot of our lives. Think about it. Some of us start dating at a young age. And what we doing? We loving on a boy. We loving on a man. Before we even start even knowing who we are and giving ourselves the love that we need. So I encourage everybody that's listening to really work on loving yourself. And when you see certain stuff that trigger you, because I know it's a lot of things that trigger us, because once again, we are human. We have feelings. We have emotions. When you see things that start triggering you and you start feeling away, you got to put that phone down. You got to unfollow that person. And it's some beautiful, y'all, man, listen, social media is so full of beauty, big booties, fine snatch waist. Y'all know it. Listen, social media is full of highlight reels. I mean, come on. And it's so many people out there that are getting depressed. They are sad. They are thinking that they missing out on so much when you really are not. Be present in the moment. Enjoy your life right now. This young lady said that she, let me see, I keep pulling the post up. This young lady said she is 23. Yeah, I'm 32. I'm about to be 33. I remember when I was 23. The beauty that you have in your early 20s is not, and it's not to say, but as we age, our bodies change, our looks change. We get older. That's just part of life. But your 20s are, you are beautiful. You're beautiful at every stage of life, and everybody needs to understand it. But she is so beautiful now, and I would just hate for her to look back in 10 years and be like, dang, you know, I was, you know how we look at some of our old pictures and we can see the change from then to now and just be like, wow. So I really just want everybody that's listening, everybody that's kicked back in the lounge tonight, embrace the moment, like embrace where you are right now. Go look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself. Go say, I am beautiful, and you need to put some feeling and emotion behind it. When you affirm yourself, I'm going to talk about affirmations on this podcast as we get more deeper into it. But when you affirm yourself, put some feelings and some emotion behind that thing. Just like when you tell your boyfriend or your husband that you love them, when you tell your child that you love them, put some feelings behind it. But put it behind it when you do it for yourself as well, because you deserve it. You deserve it, baby. You deserve it. We spend so much time uplifting, pouring and uplifting and giving and giving and giving to everybody outside of us. But when are you going to do that for yourself? And when you start doing that work, you're going to understand that your confidence going to build. You're going to be so confident and you're going to start. I mean, I'm just saying, I just know that it's a lot of us that have to definitely do the work. And we're not always surrounded by people that tell us that how important this is. And if you had that growing up, if you've already done the work and you already there, kudos to you, because I mean it's not easy, and it's a lot of women that's struggling, and social media don't make it better. And I'm gonna also tell y'all this: follow people that's positive, follow people that's motivating, people that post stuff that's self-improvement post and showing you, you know what I'm saying, showing you ways to build your confidence, build your self-esteem, and go follow them people. If you're struggling with that type of thing, go figure out, go learn how you can improve in this area of your life. Go read books, self-help books, self-growth books. Surround yourself around these type of things so that you can also help build up your confidence, so that you can also help build up your self-love. So when you feel like that, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I had to stop following. It's a real popular page that people in our community love to follow, but they don't post, to me, in my opinion, they don't post nothing but negativity. I had to unfollow that page because I was just like, you know what, this ain't contributing to nothing I'm trying to do. This ain't helping me in no type of way. I found myself getting lost in the comments and the gossip and all of it. And it's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But I'm just saying, that wasn't helping me in any type of way. I had to unfollow them. I don't follow them no more. You know what? I feel damn good not seeing their posts show up on my timeline no more. So some of y'all, go declutter your social media. The same way you declutter your house, y'all declutter your social media, because a lot of us spend a lot of time on social media. So the same way you declutter your home, you need to declutter your social media pages, because that's where you spend a lot of your time in as well. So if you got a whole bunch of negative stuff, if you got a whole bunch of women on there that you might feel like, you know, posting stuff just to post it and just to brag and boast or whatever the case may be, unfollow them. Unfollow them pages. Unfollow them pages that make you feel less than. It's just the truth. And I just wanted to share that tonight. I'm going to name this episode, Is Social Media Ruining Us? If you see people post, like couples, and you start feeling like you are comparing your relationship. Oh, I'm glad I'm moving into this part. Couples. People in relationships, people that's married, if you're single, all of these things, if you see things that's triggering you and got you comparing your life and you feeling like you not where you need to be, no, baby, you exactly where you need to be in this very moment. So be present. Be appreciative for where you are. If it's not where you want to be, if you have goals, you work towards that. And understand that you can be there too. But when you see certain couples and you see certain things on social media, a lot of that don't even be real either. It's not always what it's cracked up to be. It's not can pick up a phone and record whatever you want to record. People aren't going to always, and it's okay. We don't have to see the lows. I'd rather see people's highs than their lows, because I can get depressed off seeing your lows. So keep showing me stuff that's going to make me feel good inside. But I'm trying to go back to the post that I read from the young lady when she said it's not giving. Her face isn't giving what the TikTok girl's giving. Come on, y'all. come on. These are filters. It's only so much realness to social media. Please don't take it to heart. Please tap back into reality. And please work on improving your self-love and your self-worth and improving who you are as a person. Do it for you. If it's something that, like I said, if it's something you can change, go change it. If you don't like the way your hair look, go. Y'all know I had locks for about, maybe about 2 years. I ain't gonna lie. At first, I loved my locks. Then the more I had it locked, I stopped liking it. I didn't like them anymore. I cut my hair. I love my hair now. I feel like I have never had my hair this short ever in my life. And I love it. I'm wearing a short pixie cut. I love my hair. Best decision. One of the best decisions I could have ever made in my 30s so far. And I love it. So if it's something that you can change, go change it. But don't compare yourself to the girls you see on TikTok. Don't compare yourself to the girls you see on YouTube, on Instagram, and Facebook, because you are beautiful and you are unique just the way you are. I need you to understand it. So if you're listening, I really appreciate y'all so much. I'm about to end this episode, and I just want to give. I want to send love. I want to send so much love out to the ladies that's going through this. If you're listening, you ain't alone. But please get you some support. Surround yourself around women that are helping other women. Women that want to see other women win. And women that help bring out the best in you. And don't just depend on people outside of you. Either. Also, go tap into yourself. Tap into your heart. You know, figure out who you are. Grow a develop a relationship with yourself. And I promise you, you will start seeing some change. I promise you. I promise you that. So, y'all, listen, thank you so much. I want to send this to you right here, right now. Straight from the lounge, baby. So, just listen real quick. I know you're listening, but just really take some time to hear what I'm saying. And I hope this can be relatable in some type of way. I hope you can get something from this, okay? I love who I am. I am who I am. I love my life. I am where I am in this moment, and I have so much gratitude for this present moment in my life. The things that I can change, I will try my best to change. And the things that I can't change, it is what it is. I will not compare myself to others. I am beautiful. I love me some me. I am me, and that is more than enough. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good weekend this weekend. Enjoy yourself. Take some time for you. Y'all already know I have so much gratitude in my heart for each and every one of y'all. And until next time, go spread some love, because the world could definitely use more of it. And I'll see y'all later. Bye.